You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQLU is our show here for just a few more minutes. And we've talked about the tournament. We've talked about the Elite Eight games that we know of at this moment. We've talked about the losers. But now we are on to the carousel portion of college basketball. And let's start with the big one here, RJ, in Louisville. Firing Kenny Payne, clearly not really having a plan beyond guys they would have liked to get, and settling on Pat Kelsey, the former Winthrop and Charleston coach, who has been in the tournament several times, has not won a game at Charleston in the tournament, but again, has been to the NCAA tournament several times. Is that a commentary on the search or the job in this case, RJ?
Oh, I think that the market tells you what your job is every time, right? The fans and the media may think the job is one thing, but the market tells you what your job is more often than not. And maybe the job is not as appealing as many people would think. I'd have to go back and do a deep dive into this, but, you know, outside of when Pitino was there, right? What were they? You know, what have they been? That's the question, right? That's the big issue. You know, you get your title, you win your title, then Pitino's gone a couple years after that, and it's hard to sustain that. I mean, you know, and like, let's be fair, like Duke and Carolina, they're not the same job they were with Roy and Coach K. Still a glamorous job because it's still there. They're still good every year. What's UCLA right now? What's UCLA's job? Is that still a great job? I don't know. Maybe, you know, what's Syracuse right now? Is that a great job? Those are questions you got to answer. Like great jobs, and I mean great jobs. Those schools stay good regardless of who the coach is.
Yeah, look, I mean, Louisville had the two title run with Denny Crum, right? They had in the 80s. So there was they went to six Final Fours. But again, that was, you know, Denny Crum. I mean, Denny Crum kind of made that job what it was, just like Jim Boeheim made Syracuse what that job was, just like Jim Calhoun made the UConn job what it was. I mean, you know, the way this works so many times in college sports, Mike Krzyzewski, the coach makes the job. And with any luck, his successor is able to maintain it, keep it where it is. And Louisville probably thought they kind of got back to that with Pitino, but it's hard. Memphis going through kind of the same thing. Memphis and Louisville are pretty similar in that they are in cities. They are off-campus, arenas. And, they have high expectations. They pay, you know. So I think there's, especially now Louisville's in the ACC, I think there's no reason to think that they can't get another coach. But I'm skeptical on the Pat Kelsey thing. I saw some Twitter footage earlier today of Pat Kelsey getting into his office. And he was like, wow, I can't believe this is my office. And I'm like, on one hand, I'm like, that's wholesome and all that. But is this job too big for this guy? That's what I think about when I, you know. Like, bro, you've been a head coach for a long time. This is not your first office that you've ever had, you know? I mean, so it's the small things, but it worries me. You know, this is a big boy job now. He's going to have to play Duke and Carolina and Miami and Clemson and Wake Forest. There's going to be no reprieve for him, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that makes me worry.
Yeah, I mean, look, now maybe he gets to play Duke and Carolina and all those schools. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe Duke takes the Big 12 up on their reported offer and bolts.
I think
Louisville's a good job, but I think one of the issues is, I tell you, man, if you're a mid-major, you take the job, right? Because it's a Power Five job and it's money. But who feels confident in taking a job that isn't in the Big Ten or the SEC right now? I just don't think anybody feels confident in taking that job. You're not going to convince, I'll tell you this, you're not going to convince a Big Ten or an SEC coach to leave for Louisville right now, because you might be in the American in 3 years.
Right.
You know? So, no offense to the American, but like, if you're already there, if you're already in the club, you don't leave the club. This is like, the SEC in football went from, gosh, they went for decades. Like, we're talking about like pre-war.
Mm-hmm.
Before a football coach left an SEC school voluntarily for another one. And they finally did. I think it was Hal Mumme. I think he left. All right. That's it. You don't leave SEC schools for other football jobs. You just don't leave it. And, you know, then it happened. It happened more and more. But if I'm a college coach, if you're not leaving the Big Ten or the SEC for a non-job of that in that conference, because the uncertainty, you know, those two conferences will be here in 10 years. I don't know about the rest of them.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely a fair call. I do. The landscape changes every single day, and what was a good job 10 years ago may no longer be today. You know, so that's the thing you definitely have to stay on top of. And you know, again, this could all age terribly, and Pat Kelsey's going to be great, but I just don't see it at the moment. All right, some other ones. Washington going with Danny Sprinkle. So Washington, just to kind of get everybody up to speed, they lost their AD. They lost their football coach. They lost the national championship game. They lost their quarterback. And they lost their basketball coach after firing him. Pretty tough year for Washington Athletics. Oh, and oh, by the way, I know it's good on paper, but life's about to get a lot harder in the Big Ten.
It is. It is a lot harder. About to get a lot harder in the Big Ten. Boy, I keep forgetting that. I had to think about that for a second. I was like, wait a second. What is he talking about? And then, oh, yeah, conference realignment. But it is going to get harder, it's a no-brainer. You what?
It's like you can't even keep up with who's where now.
Right. Like, do we remember that SMU and Cal and Stanford are going to be in the ACC next year? Remember that one? Like, I had to be reminded of that.
I did not. I was reminded like 2 weeks ago. I did not remember past that.
Again, it's a no-brainer, though. You got to take the job. You got to take it. It is going to be more difficult, but there have been, you know, it's not a never happens. Like, look, you have seen coaches from mid-major programs go and have success at the major level. Nate Oates, right? He's doing it. Bruce Pearl did it. Shaka did it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There's Brad Stevens did it. He did it in the NBA, but he still did it, right? You can have success at the mid-major level and then go and have that same success at the major college level. It's difficult though. You know, and then Shaka, I'll use this from experience with Shaka. He found this out real quick. You know, when he was in the Colonial, he was probably the best coach in a lot of the games. When he got to the Big 12, he's just an average coach. They're all good coaches in the Big 12. They can all recruit. He doesn't have a recruiting advantage. You know, his recruiting advantage in the Big 12 was that he was at Texas. But he wasn't out coaching anybody else. You know, he's not an elite head coach. At least he wasn't at the time. Now, he's gotten a lot better, I think. But he didn't have a coaching and a player advantage every game. It's just more difficult to do.
Yeah, no question. So we'll see how it goes with Danny Sprinkle. But makes sense, right? Makes sense. West Virginia going with Darren DeVries from Drake. You like that one?
Yeah, I think Drake had a really good year, man. And weren't they a chic pick that everybody was picking?
They were
this year too.
And then they were up 8 with whatever left and could not close the deal once again. Second straight year. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I think West Virginia is a sneaky good job. I like it. I mean, they've had good teams, and they had really good coaches. I mean, they went from Beeline to Huggins. I think it's a sneaky good job. Multiple coaches have won there. I mean, you may not be able to win the title there, but you can make a Final Four run. We've seen it happen. I like West Virginia, the program. So I think it's in a good location. You're close enough to some of those big cities on the East Coast where you convince somebody to come out to the country. But I like the hire.
And then we haven't talked about him yet, and we should. Michigan hires Dusty May. Disappointing year for them, no doubt about it. They brought back everybody from a Final Four run a year ago, and they get packed up in the first round by Northwestern. But Michigan does hire Dusty May. Are you of the opinion that if you can do it at a place like FAU, then it should come pretty easy for you at Michigan, or do you think he'll have some resistance?
It should come easy because you have so many more resources. I don't know what FAU's budget was, but I guarantee you Michigan's is higher. So that's one thing. And he has shown that he can win and he can recruit. Now, it's completely different recruiting bases. You know, he's got to get in with the coaches in Flint and in Detroit and in Lansing. He's got to get in with the coaches in Chicago. He's got to get the coach with Indianapolis. At FAU, you went down the street to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, right? Orlando, Tampa. I mean, I'd be willing to bet. I haven't looked at the roster, but I'd be willing to bet they didn't go very far. And it's just a completely different talent pool. But having that M on your shirt gets you in every room you want.
No question. There is no doubt about it. Hey, that's going to do it for us on this week's edition of BetQLU. Carousel rolls on. The NCAA tournament goes on. The games have been good. The teams, for the most part, you know, these are the best teams in the country still playing. You know, the upsets happened in round 1 and 2. They were pretty much contained there. And it's been the teams that we've been talking about all year long still playing. I like when that happens because it sort of validates the discourse. What I would hate to have happen is we talk about Purdue, UConn, Houston all season long. And then they get to the first weekend and they're gone. It's like, well, what was all that time for? Well, obviously those are the, you know, some of the teams that are far and away the best and have been the best, and they're still playing as of now. So should be a fun rest of the tournament, obviously, with the Elite Eight and then the Final Four. We'll be back next week. We'll be breaking down all things Final Four as we whittle this down here on BetQLU. Again, you can catch us on the Odyssey app. You can catch us on YouTube, on Twitch. We are everywhere wherever you download your podcasts. So make sure you catch us every single week during the college football and the college basketball season. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope you win all your bets. Hope we get treated to some great basketball as we enjoy, you know, the last few games of college basketball in 23-24. It's going to do it for us. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll see you next week here on BetQLU.